Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's time for the radio show tonight, and tonight's particular subject, as we discuss all this, speak now or forever hold your peace. Now, the reason why we came up with that particular topic is that there's a lot of people that say a lot of things to me in the comment section of my videos. They send me emails. I've even created a whole series off of this called So Disrespectful YouTube Comments. And what that was, I take like about five of those particular clips, and I just have fun with them. Because, you know, sometimes all that murder and mayhem and everything that be going on in the world, it gets tiresome to be talking about that. So that's why I have Ratchet Video Weekly as well. If you haven't joined any of that, make sure you join. Now, this is what I'm going to say before we get started. I have no issue discussing anything that you want to discuss with me. My opinion sometimes can be very harsh to some people. Some people feel I'm a particular way. That's fine, too. But in the midst of our discussion, and you ask some questions, and we would have an adult conversation. It's not going to be none of that name calling anything else. You start that, I cut you off. That simple. So I'm not going to talk too much myself. I want to let the people in on the line to discuss whatever they would like to discuss. So let's see here. The first one I'm going to go to is this one's getting real. I'm trying to figure this out. Air code 918, you on the show.
Hey.
Hey, who is this? Okay, they say, hey, and they hung up. I say, all right, good deal. Let's go to the next one. I guess it's all one. I really can't see your number. You're on the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir. I've been watching a YouTube channel. I am I'm a white person.
Well, before we get started, what is your name, sir?
My name is Jim.
Jim, all right. Nice to meet you, Jim. All right, continue. You've been watching a YouTube channel.
Yep, I've been watching the YouTube channel. I like all your channels. I like your news. I just got to say, though, you sometimes, you single out, for somebody who's so against racism, which everyone should be, you do single out the white race for a lot of things. You put a lot of people into groups, and it's a lot of reverse racism that comes out.
Okay, let's stop you right there. Let's stop. So we're gonna answer every question line by line. So you said I single out white racism?
No, you single out white people when, just like in society, there are good people and there are bad people.
Hold on, right there. You said I single out white people. I don't single out white people. I single out racists who are white. It's a total difference. White people, in my opinion, not all racist, but some of them are. And that's the ones I point out when I have a news story that they refuse to show in the mainstream media. That's what I do. So if you may be bothered that I'm showing racist white people, then I don't know what that's to say about you. Because it's kind of like if you say, somebody's a deadbeat dad. If I just say, I'm not a deadbeat dad. Nobody said I was a deadbeat dad. I could be the greatest dad ever. So I'm not going to speak up when nobody's not even speaking about me. So why do you feel bothered when I put up those kind of videos? And am I lying when I put those videos up?
Well, first off, sir, please don't put words in my mouth. I didn't do that to you. I'm not bothered by anything you put up. What I do think is, though, no, you don't do it all the time, like I said before, but quite often I can tell, what happens when you get frustrated, which is, you can tell when you get frustrated or passionate about a subject, like your recent one about Detroit and them shutting off the water. Well,
correct.
What happens to you if you don't pay your electric bill or your water bill?
What would happen to me if I don't pay my bill? I mean, we both know the answer to that rhetorical question. They're going to cut it off.
Exactly. Well, you know what? These people weren't paying their bills. It's not the world's fault because the majority of them happen to be African American. No, they didn't pay their bills. When you don't pay your bills, you don't get the service. But a lot of your undertones, it seems to be that you blame white people. And if you can't tell from the way I talk, I'm not some uneducated backwoods redneck or whatever, and I don't leave comments that is.
I didn't accuse you of that. I did not accuse you of anything. One way or another. So, you know, like you told me, you don't put words in your mouth. Well, the same thing, because I didn't accuse you of anything. Now, let's talk about the people in Detroit. That particular city is in shambles due to the policies of the American government shipping all those manufacturing jobs away from the United States of America, and you have people there who are struggling. And I'm sorry. I couldn't sit up there as a city government official and watch poor people and elderly people or disabled people be without water when two-thirds of the earth is made out of water. Let's talk about all that. Why is it that nobody's saying anything about these stimulus packages that these corporations got in the past, or earmarks that's given to corporations, like I call it corporate welfare, because that's what it is, with the lobbyists. Nobody has anything to say something about that. But I noticed that when something happens to black people, it's always a problem if somebody like myself speak up about it. I look at it as a human aspect. I don't care if it was black people, white people, Hispanics, Asians, or whatever. I don't care. Nobody should be going around without water. That's an essential service. The Internet's not essential. Cell phone's not essential, but water is. So why is it just a problem that I speak up when it's black people? I wouldn't care if it's white people that don't have water. You think white people don't live in Detroit? You think white people aren't poor or disabled? Do you think that?
Well, no, sir. Actually, the first thing I said was the majority of the people who this happened to happen to be African American. But hold on. We didn't talk about anything about a stimulus package that I wasn't for. So that's a whole different conversation. I think you're – see, that's one thing
I'm giving you an example of things that, you know, everybody needs to say something about. But every time I speak up about an issue and they just see black faces on it, like these areas that are supposedly predominantly black, they're not always predominantly black. They got all other groups of people as well. Now, I speak about certain topics because in the mainstream media, you will not see what I say a lot of times on the news, because they got corporate sponsors they can't piss off. You know, the FCC won't let them say certain things, so I'm going to say it, period.
Right. I told you in the beginning I'm a fan of your channel. I told you I'm a fan of your channels. I watch them all. But my point to this is somebody has to pay for those services. Some, regardless, it costs money to pump them out of wherever they're getting, to sanitize them, to get them out, to maintain. So whether it's the taxpayer who's going to flip the bill or people who run this water and should have a bill. And I noticed you said cell phone and internet is a luxury. You're 100% right. I would love to see the amount of people who paid their cell phone bills and didn't pay their water bills, because cell phone gets shut off right away. Water, it might take a few months. So I'm wondering what the difference is there, too.
What do you mean, what's the difference?
Well, I'd love to know. I'd love to know something like that. How many of those people had working cell phones? I would almost guarantee.
I don't have the answer to that question, and probably neither do you. I know, like, for me, I'm just talking about me, nobody else. I have priorities, you know, first, and bills is always first in my priority. But understand, I've been through things in my life while I was struggling, too, you know, and I didn't have much, and I had to go work day labor and taking fast food jobs. I've worked 2 and 3 jobs at a time just to make it to pay my bills in my lifetime. So I've been very humble, but I know how to prioritize some things. Now, we both of us don't have the answer to all that, but what I'm saying is I think it's kind of a bit much when you have residents don't have water, but yet you allow 40 businesses to rack up a water bill, and they was delinquent also. You didn't shut off their water. That's one of the points I was making up. I mean, if you're going to shut off water, shut off everybody's water who's delinquent. Then you're fair.
Absolutely.
Don't leave the businesses running the water.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm saying.
But what are those businesses? Again, that's business versus the average consumer. How many
it doesn't, no,
are
but
you,
fair,
you're,
fair.
You're attributing
account,
the businesses
sir.
to white people,
sir.
Though. That's what you're doing. You're attributing
white,
businesses
sir,
to white
businesses,
people.
Well, not all. Okay. Well, you want to go that route, let's go that route. I don't know all the businesses, okay? I really don't know. So why do you feel it's white people? I said businesses. I didn't say white folks own all those businesses and white folks got their water on. I didn't say that in my video. You just allude that I'm saying, if I have to have something to say about white people, I say white people. I'm not going to bite my tongue about it. It's like I talk about black folks. And I've said
right,
a lot
and that's
about
another
black
unfairity, because if I was to make a comparison like that, I'd be considered a racist. And that's another thing that's very unfair. People can call out anything
Well, you know why that happened, sir? And it's not my fault. It has nothing to do with me. You know, you, well as I know, the reason why that happened. That's not my fault. You can say whatever you want.
I didn't say it was.
You can say whatever you want. You can do exactly what I do, and you can call out black folks all day if you want to. That's fine. But you stated whatever backlash you're going to get, right?
I'm not calling out black people. If you remember the first thing
I didn't say that you were. I did not say you were calling out black people. I said that you could do exactly what I do. You could be whatever you want to do. You could be like Bill O'Reilly if you want to. I'm not saying you are. I'm just giving an example. You can say whatever you want to say about black people all day long. Then that's your business. I'm just saying what I say and how I feel about things that I see that's not fair. That's why I think I want people to be treated equal. I don't care who you are. And I don't see that all the time. I'm sorry. I don't. And I'm not going to sit up here and sugarcoat it or anything like that for nobody. If it's fair, it's fair, period. That's how I feel.
Right, and that works on both sides of the fence, though. If it's fair for one, it should be fair for another. And like I said in the beginning as well, I believe that there are two kinds of people in this world. There are good people, and then there's not good people. And that's the way we should come together, whether it's against corporate America, whether it's against you know, the government, the administration, whoever. It's good versus bad, and that goes all the way back to the Bible. I'm sure you know your Bible, sir. You know?
And I agree with that. That's why I feel nobody is above criticism. That's the thing. If my whole channel was made up of me talking about white folks 24/7, then I probably would, you know, say okay. But most of my videos, I've criticized black people a whole lot more than anybody. I chastise my own people a lot more. So the few videos I've done.
You're looking for betterment.
Exactly. So if I'm looking for betterment with them, okay, well, I've done videos talking about black people who murdered, black people who stole, who've done things to their kids and everything. But I notice, and I'm telling you because I read my comments, when I make videos and they have a white person do the exact same thing as a black person, it's a problem all of a sudden. I'm getting it. Well, not all white people. I didn't say all white people. I said they're individual. You don't even hear me calling white people racial slurs in my videos. I don't even go that route with nobody, with no group of people. I just call it like it is.
Right, and then you also read your comments, though. The second that a story comes up about somebody white who does something, I mean, oh, my God, it gets blasted. It's, I don't know. It's just, it's a double standard, and it's something I've dealt with all my life.
Well,
and like
but,
I said,
I came from
nothing. I lived in my car when I was 16, and I did well for myself.
And that's good. You should be self-sufficient, and you should take care of yourself. That's what a man's supposed to do. But what I'm saying is, you say well, white people do something, it gets blasted. How many stories of black people have done things, it gets blasted all over the place? For minimal things, they ain't got them black people and all the racial slurs and all this stuff they're saying about us and black people. We got to hear it. Now, you probably, I don't know how many times in your life, you're probably hearing for the first time somebody, I guess black, say things right back that's equal to what black people, you know, are talked about. I just believe in everybody should be fair and nobody's above criticism. I don't care about your color.
I'm with you. I agree with that. I believe in intelligence, though. Okay, it goes, and I think you understand what I mean by that. When somebody's got something to say, be intelligent about it. Don't be what you refer to often as any type of ratchet or hood rat, whether that's white or black or any other color. Be intelligent about it. Things get taken out of context just by ignorance. Wouldn't you agree?
And you can give me an example of some. Are you referring it to me, or are you just saying it in general?
Well, actually, I should have defined it a little better. I'm talking about like your comment section when something comes up about somebody being white. I have never seen more rampant ignorance, both sides, white and black. But I mean, especially when you talk about somebody being white, you get. I'm not going to swear in your channel, but you know where I'm coming from, and it's cracker this and cracker that. Well, it's a double standard. It is, and I would just like to see.
Well, like I said, you probably need to go to my channel. You say you watch all my channels. Okay. You need to go watch my Advice Show Media channel. I get so many racist comments every single day toward black people. I'm, you know, nigger this, ape that, all day long. from white folks. It's horrible how many comments I get. I'm going to tell you what. I can say if you want to go on a ratio, I'll get 10 racist comments to one comment a black person may say that is considered a racial slur toward white people. I promise you that.
Right.
It was so bad.
And the demographic is probably
either. Hold on. Let me finish. Hold on. It's so bad that people used to complain to me and say, man, I'm sick of seeing all these racist comments in your comment section. So YouTube came out with a way to block that stuff out. That's why you don't really see it as much anymore. And in my comment section, where I block out words, I put words that's against whites, against gays, against Hispanics, and all this other stuff. If I find any racial slurs, I try to block it out because I feel people should be able to comment without seeing that stuff. That's how I do things because nobody wants to see that crap. You know, you want to be a racist or a bigot, whatever, go do it somewhere else. That's how I feel about it.
Right. What I'm saying is look at the demographic of those who are leaving those comments. Either they're teenagers just getting a kick or it's, and I guess I'm going to stereotype and classify, it's some ignorant redneck kind of deal who has a computer and they
well,
think it's
not
funny.
Fair. I'm going to say that right now. That's not fair because not every racist is a ignorant, you know, person that you describe, okay? Because they got some highly intelligent racists running around here, and they got degrees and everything else. So let's not try to put it on people who don't have any education.
I'm talking about the demographic of the people who leave those type of comments.
Tell you something. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now. Only thing that YouTube shows me with demographics is just male and female in a percent. They don't show me who's white, who's black. I don't know what these are the countries. They show you the countries or whatever. But I don't know who's saying what. I don't know. So, and I'm not in control of what people say in their comment section. I put them up stories, as you can see, and I rarely say something in my own comment section because half the time I don't have time, and then I can't read every single comment. Some come to my attention. I address them, but from there, I just, you know, it is what it is. It's what you see in society is putting those comments on there. I mean, I was putting up a video.
Right. And I got to say, I appreciate you actually doing something like this. When I saw your video this morning, I said, I can't wait to speak with this guy. You're an intelligent person. I respect you. Obviously, I watch your stuff. I'm a fan. I don't know. I just felt I wanted to call in and just say how I feel about a couple of things. Sometimes, like I said, I think you're a little harsh on white people when it should be corporate America or government, but it comes indirectly.
Hold on. That I'm not going to let you say that because I'm harsh on everybody. I have guys that's in my own group that get mad at me because I come at them about some of the way they are. I got the women in general come at me and women in my own race come at me and they tell me I'm a misogynist. I have white people getting mad at me saying, oh, you're a racist. I have all kind of people coming at me every day I'm something. So what that tells me is that I'm fair. And I have the videos to back that up.
Your rationalization to being fair is upsetting everyone? That's clever. No, that's good. I'm not even being sarcastic. That's neat. I like that.
No, I just call things out as how I see them. I mean, and that's just how it is. That's the way I was raised, and that's just the way, you know, I raised my children. I call things out like I see them. And it's for the betterment. It's not just to talk down to you because if I wanted to hurt your feelings, I sure know how to do that. I could roast the hell out of a person if I want to, and I don't roast nobody. I just call it like I see it.
I hear you.
Now, you may not agree.
Well,
you may not agree, and that's fine because not all of us agree. But that's just my way, and I feel I'm fair enough. I mean, hey, what's that noise? Ms. Gabrielle, is that you?
Is there a noise?
Yeah, I hear a noise.
You don't run the copy machine?
I'm not doing anything. No.
Oh. Let me check something for a minute, Gabrielle. It's real loud.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on your end?
I don't hear
none here.
What does it sound like?
Like a bunch of feedback.
But... Hey, I just wanted to. I appreciate you having something like this.
I definitely appreciate you calling, and thank you for stepping up, talking to me. You know, if you don't agree with me, I appreciate that because I don't want everybody to agree with me 24/7. You know, that's fine. I like to hear different points of view because I can learn from it.
Yep, no doubt. That's how we do it. That's what makes this country great. Like I said, I'm a fan of yours. I'll continue to watch, and if you have one of these again, I'll give you a holler back. It was good talking to you.
All right, man. Take care.
Have a good night. Bye.
All right, everybody else, the first call, we're going to go to the next one because I got some other people want to holler at me tonight about, let's see, this is the next one here. Area code 918, you on the show.
Hello?
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 Hello, you on the show.
I just want to say I'm your number one fan, and I don't agree with nothing that dude said. You're awesome, and Vice Show Media, Vice Show, Vice Ratchet Video Weekly.
Well, what is your name?
My name's Xavier.
All right, Xavier. Nice to meet you, Xavier. Well, like I said, I appreciate you, you know, watching the show. And like I said, just call me Philip. You know, I'm just a regular dude. I'm nobody special. You know, I definitely, you know, thank you for, you know, watching and your time. And because I know sometimes, you know, I take time doing videos, but I try to put out the best thing that I can for you guys. I enjoy doing it.
I want you to update your Ratchet Video Weekly every day.
You and a lot of people, but you know what? I'd rather do it the way I do it than try to put something up there mediocre because I just put one up, this morning actually, number 71. And the killer part about that, let me tell you what happened. I shot the Ratchet Video Weekly and the pictures of the week, and by the time I went to do my editing of the picture of the week, I didn't realize I deleted all my pictures, so I was so pissed off. Oh, I was pissed off because I said, now I have to short a video because I deleted all my pictures. I forgot where I got them from. So,
yeah.
You know, that's part of it.
I just wanted to say that. I'll let you get with your show, but I'll agree with nothing that dude said. I think you're awesome. You're like, you should get your own new show.
Well, you know, maybe one day, but I would have to have my own TV network for that because I can't work for nobody. I don't like nobody telling me what I can't say. But definitely appreciate you calling, and, you know, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll continue to watch your shows. Bye.
Ms. Gabriella, you there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Gabriella. So, you know the Justin was going on.
Mm-hmm.
People
calling in with their grievances.
Yeah, they call in their grievances tonight, Ms. Gabrielle. It's all good. I'm ready, Freddie. I'm ready. They had a guy, Ms. Gabrielle, told me that he was going to call in tonight. Yeah, Ms. Gabrielle, there's something on your end. I don't know where you at, but something on your end because nobody's on the line with you. Anyway, it's not as loud, but it's like comes in and out. Anyway, guy told me he was going to call me tonight because he had something to talk to me about my SAG bashing.
Hmm.
Yeah. I can't wait till he calls. That's the one I'm looking for. I hope this one is him. Area code 585, you on the show.
Hello?
Hello.
My arm?
Yeah, you're on the show. What's your name?
My name is Parker Palmer.
Uh-huh.
I love your videos. I can't say that enough. I appreciate your work. The only problem that I really have is it's not really a problem. It's just more of a disagreement your stance on gay marriage. And I understand your point of view. You know, you make great points on it. I watched the Christianity versus homosexuality video, and it was great. I really liked it. But I'm on one of the sides. I'm on the support gay marriage side.
Okay.
But I'd like to hear more about your view on that because it seems very interesting.
Well, what is it that you had a problem with? Because you didn't really explain to me what you had a problem with when I said.
It's not really a problem. It's just I don't agree with it necessarily because I feel everyone should have a right to get married necessarily. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it might be a sin in the Bible. I don't really think it's too much of a sin. But, you know, I think God would respect it at least, you know, to a degree. And he'd probably let him in heaven, in my opinion. But,
well, you
know, probably
do
you
want me
to
answer that? Okay, you want me to answer you back honestly?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Okay, you know me. I'm going to give it to you straight. No chaser, right?
Yeah.
Number one, yep. It is a sin in the Bible. Number two, God does not be happy about that. He loves the people all day long. He loves them to death. He wants the best for him, but he doesn't agree with that. And I'm not going to sit up here and agree with it at all, because I'm not going to go before God, and I have to be looking at this day and saying that, oh, well, that day you would sit up there and agree, you know, with something you knew that was contrary to my word. So I'm not going to do that. God knew what he was doing when he created male and female. That's why in the area of reproduction, you cannot make a child with two people of the same sex. If God wanted that way, he would have fixed it that way. So I just have to stand on that position. I don't hate nobody. I don't. It's your life. Do what you want to do. I'm not God. I'm not your judge, jury, and executioner. But in my position, I believe in traditional family, marriage, and growing, you know, a family, and that's what we need. But that's my position.
But I agree with that. For the most part, I understand your view. I'm a Christian myself. I'm not like a solid Christian. I don't go to church every Sunday, but, you know, I read my Bible, you know, every once in a while. And I respect your point of view. And I also believe in the traditional family because I've listened to a lot of your videos. I started watching you in 2013. I started watching,
okay.
And I tend to watch all your, most of your videos that you post every day. And I love your views. I can't say it enough. But I also believe if there were to be a homosexual family, I have a friend that's parents are homosexual, and I believe in if it's going to happen, so if someone wants to say homosexual on their view. I believe that there should at least be a father figure if someone doesn't at least change their mind, because, you know, you still do need a father in your life for discipline. I agree with that totally. So,
well, you know, like I stated my view on that, and I don't want to make the whole show about homosexuality. I got a lot of other callers.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I stated, you know, my opinion on that. Like you said, the bulk of my opinion is on that show that you saw, so it's not going to deviate anything more from the show that you saw. So, like I said, I definitely appreciate you calling in, and thank you for watching, and hope you continue to watch. And if you get pissed off, I always tell people, you know, if you enjoy at least 80% of my content, at least give me 20% of it to piss you off.
Mine's more than that. It's like close to 97. But all right, thanks for having me on the show.
All right, thank you. All right, Ms. Gabrielle, again, anything to say before we take the next call? Because I've been getting a lot of comments, Ms. Gabrielle, about that show, that homosexuality versus Christianity show.
I bet you do. My stance when it comes to this whole thing is that I always, every time I get into like this type of debate with Christians when they talk about homosexuality, I always say, well, sin is a sin is a sin, and you had sex outside of your marriage, didn't you? You've been drunk before, haven't you? You've cursed. I mean, not you per se, but I'm just saying, like, I always bring up different things, and I say, well, God looks at you the same way as he would a homosexual. And if God can forgive you for everything that you've done wrong, then I'm pretty sure that God still loves you and still forgives you for what you've done. And it's so, like, everybody is going to have their own stance when it comes to that. I know that, you know, in my case, I don't really have an issue with gay marriage, but I kind of just say to each their own in certain cases. I just say, if that's what makes you happy, if that's what floats your boat, that's on you.
Yeah, I mean, you feel the same way I feel. I said I don't agree with it, but that's between you and God. That's how I feel about it. I can't stop you from doing stuff that you want to do. You're grown. That's how I feel about it. You know, at least my personal opinion.
I just don't think that it needs to be taught in school, because I don't think...
Yeah, I don't agree with all that. You know, no. But, you know, like
I said, I don't even care if it's homosexuality or any type of sexuality. I don't think that kind of thing needs to be brought up in schools at all. But that's a completely different topic, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely for sure. Let me see. This area code here, let's get to this one. They've been waiting for a little while. Area code 857, you on the show.
Hey, what's new?
What's going on?
A vice show for president.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's Kids Mac.
Uh-huh.
And who is this, Kids Mac?
Yeah, it's Kids Mac. Straight from Boston.
Oh, what's up, man?
What's up? How's the weather?
I know you got some gripes with me because you always got a gripe with me. So we'll
do.
I
agree with you on plenty stuff, and there's other stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, and always show respect to you and your videos. I don't just respect you or Harvey Superboy or anybody. You know what I mean? But my thing is basically, what is with black folks? Like, when we talk about our struggles, I mean, why do you always try to include Hispanics and other minorities? That's something I never try to understand with black folks, because I don't see this with other minorities. When they talk about their advancement, they never include black people, you know what I mean? It seems like only time they want to ally with black people is when they want to use us to get ahead. And I notice that you always say black and Hispanic, but when they try to, when Hispanics are about getting ahead, I never hear them include black people. Matter of fact, when they open up businesses, they don't want to hire black people at all. So I always ask myself, why do blacks like the Nation of Islam, Hebrew Israelites, you know, people like you, why do you all always try to include them like in the black struggle? Are you multiculturalism or are you for black folk?
Well, first of all, I'm just for people in general. But, of course, my lot is black people. Now, when I say certain things about Hispanics, I know what you're talking about. Like, let's say, like, the thing I've been talking about, the New York area, right, and everything that's been going on over there. Like, the police is after black people for sure, and the Hispanic people as well over there. I mean, I have to admit that. If they wasn't, then I wouldn't, you know, admit that or say anything like that on camera. And not, I know they got some Hispanics. What is that noise?
You talking about, well, I'm outside.
Okay,
but
I'm picking up a lot of noise. Anyway, but what I'm saying is, there are some Hispanics that definitely go through a lot of racism. What in the hell is that noise getting on my nerves?
I don't hear any noise. It must be on your side, so I don't think nothing comes
it's
from
not
here.
It's not mine, because I hear it coming from your
so
side.
Because it's coming from, like, it's coming across my speakers, in other words. Anyway, so what I'm saying is, you know, I've seen a lot of things that, like, say, Hispanics have dealt with, you know, just as much as, like, they don't want to give them jobs either. And, you know, they have talked down to them, too. And actually, they'll say all kind of stuff to them about them being illegal. And they've been in this country for, you know, thousands of years or whatever. So I've seen the same treatment to them, maybe not to the ferocity of us with slavery and all the civil rights movement, all this other stuff. But, you know, I see things with other minorities are different issues, too. And, you know, I try to say, you know, if you can have a friend, have one, don't make an enemy. Even some white people, you know, not your enemy either. No, the ones that are racist, I'm highly against them 200%. I talk about them all day long. But, you know, but there are some white people that's cool with black folks. And I've had white people stand up for me before, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know. So not all of them are racist. So, you know, I can't just really X a lot of people out when I've had experiences with myself in my personal life. You know, you asked about Hispanics and what I've seen with them and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, if that's what you believe, I mean, I think there are some whites. I mean, Malcolm X even said, you know, not all whites are your enemies. You know, but to tell you the truth, I've seen more whites who will ally with blacks more than Hispanics would. And you would think that would be the other way around. Now, this is just what I see. But I hear what you're saying. How they're just
but it also is part of the country you're in, too, though.
I don't hear them. I don't mean to cut you off. I don't hear them, like, when police, like you said, police is after both of us. When it's just blacks, I never hear the Hispanic community. I don't hear LaRosa or none of them say anything, but when it's attacking,
well, come on,
Hispanic.
Now, Geraldo, you can't hold on.
I said LaRosa. I'm talking
let me actually quick tell you about that. They barely can really speak up for themselves half of the time. Have you noticed that? Like when you think the police don't brutalize them, you think the police don't do things to them. They can't. They don't have the basis to speak up like we do. Trust me, they really don't. Like we, like if anybody do something to us, we got the basis to speak. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I seen them, like I said, the Trayvon Martin rallies. I went to the Trayvon Martin rally in Houston. They were there. I seen white people there.
How many
there.
Of them?
I mean,
it was a lot of them?
It was a lot, black and Hispanic. It was a lot.
You said it was a lot of Hispanic at the Trayvon Martin rally.
And black, yeah.
Well, for some reason,
in the
I
hood.
Don't believe that.
In the hood.
It's hard for me to believe that. Because I feel...
Well, like I said, I'm just telling you what I saw. I'm telling you what I see. That's
what
I'm telling you what
I
have seen.
I feel...
I'm talking about
I was
there. Now, I don't know.
Okay.
I was there.
Well, I feel that Hispanics just... What I feel is I think they want to take black people's spotlight. They want to be the number one minority. I feel that they pretend to be our friends and just waiting for that time to stab us in the back. I don't trust them. A lot of blacks do, but I don't because I've been around them for a long time and I've studied them. And they're the type of
well,
people.
I think Kids Mac, I think I've been around them a lot more than you. I promise you that.
You say so.
I've been around. I promise you. I can guarantee you I've been around them a whole lot more than you.
Well, I've been around. I just say I've been around. I'm going by my study of them. I've been around a lot. I'm going to say I've been around more than you. I said I've been around a lot of them for years. And I just feel they're backstabbers and they can't be trusted because they have this demeanor about them. Like they're switchy. They'll say they're black.
Well, let me tell you something, Kids Mac. My wife ain't stabbed me in the back. Shaq has supported me to get me to this point where I'm at today.
Who?
My wife.
Oh, she's Hispanic?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes plenty of sense. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Look,
well,
I said this whole conversation down when I said that, like, let me tell you something about my wife. My wife knows more about racist white folks than anybody. That's the thing. You think, like I said, my wife is sometimes militant. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to certain
married,
things.
I thought you was married to a white female. That's what that
man,
dude
who told
said.
You a lie like that?
That dude, what's his name? Tommy Sotomayor, he said that. Well,
instead of asking me, you listen to somebody that's tall and don't know me.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't know. That's what I said. I thought you was married to a white female.
But you didn't ask either. You assumed off of somebody who don't know me to see it.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, but I think I always said, even though I talk about Hispanics, I mean, I think there are certain ones that's okay.
Let me tell you something my wife said, real talk. Let me tell you what my wife said. My wife said Hispanics can be more racist than white people. She's told me that.
Oh, okay. So I guess
my wife has told me that because they're so closed off, they don't like nobody around their environment. And I say, well, how did they get that way? Because I studied the history between black people and Mexicans. Because actually, Mexicans freed a lot of slaves when they came over there, and they even Mexico had a black president. So I say, what happened? I say, because blacks and Mexicans had a good relationship. Well, my wife was explaining to me back in the 70s. When they did the mass deportations of Mexicans back in the time of Cesar Chavez and stuff like that, they got to a point they didn't trust nobody at all. So they just kind of got to themselves, you know, and because they weren't like that before. So, I mean, I get a lot of history, you know, what's going on with them or how they possibly think, you know, because my wife would tell me, you know.
She's Mexican?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I mean, ain't no... I mean, I'm sure I didn't say like each and every one of them. I'm just saying, just from my experience,
I didn't say you said that. But like I said, my wife would be in agreement with you to say the same things that we do to each other, the black people, you know, they deal with. Like, for instance, I was talking to a guy I know, and he said, you know, you open up a business, you say maybe a taco stand, then another Mexican person come open up a taco stand right next to you just because you're doing good, trying to cut your throat. Same thing like we do with black people.
Interesting. Well, I don't know, man. I just like to point out, like I even point out, like in one of my videos, I point out like the no good blacks that I feel that the no good blacks need to be cut off from the black folks, you know, the ones that's caused.
I agree with you 100%. You know, but when I say certain things, or you see me going to bat, it's certain reasons. It's not just because of my wife. It's because of my experiences. Like, for instance, I had a job, man. I was the only black dude out there, and it was this other Mexican dude. And he pulled me to the side. He said, "Hey, man." He said, "Hey, man." He said, "Nah, you got to watch yourself. You know, just stick with me because these racist white folks, stuff like that." And that dude took care of me. That's how I learned what was going on. But they didn't want no black people having that kind of job, making that kind of money. So, like, you said, I have all the experience. Excuse me?
I said, you work in Houston or outside the city?
Work Houston and where?
No, I said you work inside of Houston or outside, or you don't want to say it. That, you know, that's cool.
Well, I don't allude to my, you know, personal stuff like that. I mean, that's not really important, but I'm just trying to give it, you know, example of, you know, some of my personal experiences.
Most
of my videos, I base my stuff off of personal experience. I don't base it just off of what I've seen on TV or World Star Hip Hop.
Okay, all right. And another thing I'd like to mention, like looking at all these racist pigs, you know, killing black people from coast to coast, north, south, east, and west. Do you feel that blacks need to take up self defense, study more? Do you feel that a lot of blacks need to study self defense?
Black people should be this is how I feel about it personally. Just with American society in general, how bad it's gotten. I feel everybody should be armed with a gun. Everybody needs to go to shooting range and learn how to shoot that gun to their mask, period. If you can get a concealed handgun license, get one. And also, yeah, learn some self-defense.
I think that's important, too.
What'd you say, Ms. Gabriella?
And I think that it's important that we learn the law and learn. I mean, because unfortunately, because I know people might not agree with what I'm saying, but being born black in America, we kind of are already born with something stacked, with all the chips stacked against us. So I'm not saying you got to be yes or certain when the police come up to you, but you can't be belligerent and fighting with them because we know that when it comes to, you've seen all of the cases that have come out. I'm not saying you have to be all nice and sweet, but you have to at least, you know, try to be polite and try to talk to the cops a certain way, because if we get show even a single sign of, if we even act like we're about to get something out of our pocket, we might get shot, unfortunately.
Hey, Gabriella, I hear what you're saying, but I can't agree with that as a black man. I'm going to tell you why. As a black man, we are a threat. It don't matter what we do. We could be nice, they'll shoot us. We could be with attitude, they'll shoot us. We could breathe wrong, and they'll shoot us. That's how it is for us as black men. All these black men you see getting killed in his own video, they're not doing much of nothing. I've done videos of white guys doing worse to cops, and they let them get away with it. But we do it as black people. Oh, he was a threat because he looked at you? Like, that. Yeah, he looked at me a certain way. I thought he was going to do this. I mean, so
I mean,
it's...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Now, I was saying I can understand why. I mean, look at certain sports. Look at combat sports, for example. Like, you can understand why other males feel, like, threatened by black men. If you look at boxing, it was black American males who dominated boxing for the past, 50 years. And now you look at mixed martial arts. Who's dominating now? It's more black males that dominate mixed martial arts now, you know? So, in a way, I can understand why others would feel threatened. But if nobody's doing nothing to you, why should you feel threatened? You know, unless somebody tries to do something to you, that's when you should feel threatened. But speaking of what she said about the understanding the law, I was listening to Tariq Nasheed in one of his Ustream videos. He said that when cops go above the law, they're no longer police officers. And he said that you have a right to take the cop's life if they begin to come out, if they begin to do criminal activity, you have your right to take their life. Did you know that? I didn't even know that. He said that.
Well,
he said
I don't know. That would have to be a different show, Kids Mac. But Kids Mac, I need to move on, brother, because I got a lot of calls sitting here. They want to talk. So appreciate you calling, brother.
All right.
Yeah, we got to move on. Area code 727, you on the show. Area code 727. All right, well, they got off the line. All right, here we go. Area code 304, you on the show.
Hey, Vice Show, how you doing?
How you doing?
How's it doing? This is Irvin Griffin, Mr. Griff F off of YouTube.
Mr. Griffin, how you doing, Mr. Griffin?
No problem, man. I just happened to be up, and I saw that your show was on and saw what it was about. So I'm not the one. I don't actually have a problem with your show. I actually like your show. I haven't been able to watch it lately because I've been busy working, but yeah.
Oh, man,
you've
got to pay them bills, brother.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like your show. In fact, the only one of the few times that I kind of like, huh? But then I listened to it was on the Stephen A. Smith situation. Because I personally
okay,
don't care for the dude, huh?
Okay, what did I say to make you say, huh?
I was like, I personally don't care for the dude. And
mm-hmm.
personally, I think he said a lot of disparaging things about black folks. But what made me change my mind on it was like, you know, even though I don't like Stephen A. Smith, Mr. Vice Show got a point. He shouldn't have been suspended for what he said. I mean, he has said way more offensive stuff than what he got suspended for.
Yeah,
so
I agree. He said more worse stuff about black folks in general than what he said. And he didn't say anything that I thought was, okay, that's a bit much. You know what I'm saying? And then you had those, I saw on CNN, those feminists were gloating. Yeah, we talked about it, and, you know, we made an outcry, and the ESPN suspended him. And then this one feminist guy on CNN and say, it doesn't matter what we do, a man can't hit you even if we spit on him. I say, oh, hell no. I say,
mm-hmm.
that's the stuff I was hearing them saying. So, and that's why I said in my video, these younger generation of dudes is not going to sit up here and let a woman spit on them, hit them like that. I tell my own daughters that. You don't put your hands on no dude at all for no reason. You say, my daughter's like, well, what if he cheat on me? I said, I don't care what he does. I said, if you hit him, he crown you in your jaw, well, it is what it is. I said, because you shouldn't be putting your hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's self-defense. I said, if it's self-defense or somebody, he's just beating on you, I said, the whole world will come to your rescue, including me. But if you're just going to be hitting him and acting like a hood rat and he hits you in your face, don't cry your woman then. I tell it to my own kids. So don't think I'm just saying stuff on YouTube that I don't say in my personal life.
See, that's the funny thing that I have when it comes to feminists, because they say they want a man to open doors for them, open car doors, take the jacket off and throw it on a puddle so they can walk across it. But they think that, oh, I'm a woman, so I can slap you in your face and you can't slap me back. I don't understand. If you want equal rights, everything should be equal. I feel like if you're going to sit there and come up to a man and square up and punch him in the jaw, then you should get punched back, male or female. You don't put your hands on anybody.
Exactly.
Point blank, period.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a woman or if you're a man. You don't put your hands on anybody, especially as an adult.
Yeah.
You should know better.
And the reason why you tell me, I know about Stephen A. Smith. He said a lot of stuff I did not agree with. I said, man, golly, Stephen, really? But when I saw what they were doing to him, I said, I think about the bigger picture than that. I said, okay, this brother finally say something about a relevant topic, and they come after him. Just like ESPN suspended another guy. He's white, actually, for domestic violence because he said in his past he had gotten in trouble for domestic violence. He was talking about an experience, and ESPN suspended him. So I said, so anytime if somebody says something about domestic violence is telling a story or giving their opinion, ESPN want to suspend them. And my attitude about that is this. That's why I don't want to work for mainstream media, because you cannot tell the truth. Somebody can actually learn from you what you're saying. But, yeah, they want to suspend you because these feminists are all pissed off. Like, man, forget them feminists because they're anti-family. That's how I feel about them. That's why I can't stand them.
Yeah, yeah, and going to, you know, what you get on your videos, like the racist comments and such,
mm-hmm.
Like, I had an experience not that long ago where there's another YouTuber. She's generally, you know, neutral and everything. Name's the Nature Girl 30, and she was doing a Q&A. And this dude come asking her about, why does Mr. Griffith do videos, you know, talk about black people or showing black women and this and that. And her answer was the obvious adult answer. She was like, you need to ask him about this and that. But I'll admit, I did get a little ticked off about that because I'm like, okay, why are you asking? And even a little defensive because Nature Girl 30 and me, we don't date or anything. But I feel like, why are you asking one of my women, meaning black woman, why are you asking one of my women about me? I'm a grown man. Why don't you be a grown man and ask me?
Mm-hmm.
And I even made a video about it, and I ran pictures of black women under my voice on purpose just to tick you off.
Let me tell you what he was doing. Let me tell you what he was doing. He was trying to get her to make an opinion about you, and then once she makes this opinion about you in the comment section, he's going to come to you and say, oh, that Nature Girl 30, she said this about you, mm-hmm. and show you, and trying to get you and her to stop beefing. That's what they do.
For entertainment. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Well, it kind of backfired because me and her, we had kind of talked before, but now we, between Facebook and just personally on the phone, we ended up just speaking to each other. I mean, she understood why I did what I did, even though her opinion said, well, you should have just ignored it, like brushed it off like I did. But I was like, I can't. I usually do, but that I was like, wait a minute. Who is this dude tell me that what I can and can't? Like, I get trolls sometimes when they say, oh, your wrestling videos are good. Why don't you just talk about that? Or instead of leave this other stuff alone. But yet, I never see them comment on my wrestling videos. I never see them comment when I'm talking about black people. It's always when I'm talking about something being done against black folks that I get the
trolls. Yeah, well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing like me. You know, I could talk about hood rats, black women. I could talk about perm weave. I could talk about black men all day long. But the moment I make a video in the news that I'm not lying, I actually show you this happened, get pissed off about it. And I get slews of emails and comments, you know, and all this other stuff. And it shakes me. I just shake my head because I do videos the exact same way on black people.
Yeah.
So it's like
the thing
is,
when I decide to go more that trick, I mean, I still do the pro wrestling videos. But when I decide to do more videos on subjects that are in the news and stuff, you warned me, Superboy 223 warned me, and Jay Miller Speaks also warned me that this would happen. And sure enough.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, man, I told the other guy, you check out my So Disrespectful YouTube comments thing number 10 I just put up. It's the racist edition. Look at some of the comments I put up on that one, in my advisor media channel. Check it out. You were like, man, that's crazy. You know, but you know me, I sit up there and point out what racists do. I don't care. I like my attitude about racists. I mean, they stupid. They, you know, I say they are mentally retarded and inbred. That's what I say about them. I say that just to piss them off. But they don't like when I say stuff like that about them.
And if we're so inferior to them, or if they're so saying, oh, you need to get off this or get off that stuff, and yet we're supposed to be beneath them, but yet you're coming to, well, your channel or my channel trying to tell me what to talk about. I'm like, you don't own my channel. You're not cutting me a check. I mean, I hate to sound like, you know, I'm for hire.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong,
saying
that. You ain't passing
but,
no donation. You ain't paying no internet bill. You're not buying equipment. You ain't doing nothing. And you want to tell somebody how to run their channel. You going to tell Bill O'Reilly what to talk about on his? I tell him to watch Bill O'Reilly. You don't like my video.
No, that's what I told that one dude that tried to ask Nature Girl 30 that question. That's what I told him. I was like, look, you're coming trying to tell me what to talk about, but I guarantee you don't go to these neo-Nazi YouTube channels or skinhead channels and tell them what to talk about. I guarantee you don't.
They don't do a doggone thing. They want to come over there trolling us, bothering us. And, like, I see them, they'll pop up on every news story I do. And they're like, you know, why is he saying something, calling me names? And I say in my video, I say, if you don't like niggers, then why in the world are you watching a nigger channel? That's stupid. You always on the videos. You actually contributing to me continuing what I'm doing. So,
mm-hmm.
like, if I was a racist and I would see a nigger on there, like, oh, God, a nigger, and I would turn my thing off. I would want my computer screen to break. I would keep watching them. Like, I hate niggers, but I would keep watching them. You remember that racist that got caught with that tranny, that black tranny in the news? Remember that? straight up leader in the racist organization and got arrested being with a black tranny. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's another thing I understand about them.
I mean, they got more white females out here for them to fool with. Oh, I guess white trannies, I guess. But he going to get him a black one.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing I don't understand about
racism.
That's why I say
racism is mentally retarded. That's why I say that. They are.
Yeah, that's what another thing I don't get about them. They'll talk all this junk about how they hate black people and stuff, but they can't resist. I'll just put it in a nice way because I respect you and I respect your show. But they love that black booty, don't they? Case in point, Donald Sterling.
Yeah, I just seen that today. Donald Sterling got another, and I'm sorry, I'm going to call it this because it is what it is. He got him another Negro bed winch.
Mm-hmm.
He really do. Because
yeah.
After all this stuff that Donald Sterling said, you Negro bed winch female still get with Donald Sterling? I say,
yeah.
I'm done.
At this point,
I can't
even be that
Donald
mad
Sterling.
At him.
I ain't going to say, I mean, if I say anything about Donald Sterling again, it's going to be about that chick, not him, because I already know what he is. But because I'm so sick and tired of females like that. And females like her would be the main ones in these HR positions and bosses and jobs trying to cut black men's throats and get black men fired. They're trying to get trinkets from Massa. Don't get me started.
I mean, I can't even be that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not giving Donald Sterling a pass, but I can't even be that bad at him at this point. Because I'm like, okay, you know his history. And yet you were still getting with him. At this point, you're just an idiot, a self-hating idiot at this point. Any
now,
black woman that gets with him at this point.
I just couldn't believe that. I said, you know what? I said, if I go in on this female, you know, because I sure wanted to. But anyway, Mr. Griffin, let me get to some other callers, my brother. Thank you for calling. And,
no problem, sir.
You know, happy tubing. All right, Ms. Gabrielle, you got anything to say before we go to the next call?
I just find it funny that the people that say they hate us so much would take time out of their day to dedicate entire websites and forums talking about people that they say they don't like.
Exactly.
One thing I don't do myself, if I don't like somebody or if I don't like something, even if, especially when it's on YouTube, if I look at a title and I know it's something that's going to upset me or piss me off, I'm not even going to click on it. If I see the thumbnail and it's from a person I don't like, I don't click on it. Or if it's about subject matter or whatever, something I know I wouldn't agree with, I don't watch it because I'm not going to support somebody I don't like.
Exactly. Like television, too. I don't watch shows I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. But you watch it
and then complain about it. You sit there and watch the entire video, waste time out of your day, and because I've even had people comment on my videos. They'll be like, what was the point of this? I'm like, you took time out of your day to watch it. I didn't watch your stuff.
Exactly. Let's go to the next caller here. Area code 904, you on the show?
I'm on the show.
You on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, first off, I'm known on as YouTube as a speak. I'm not exactly one of your followers. I like to watch your videos.
Okay.
But I haven't seen too many of them. First question I wanted to ask is, do you actually think that black people are going to change their ways to where they're going to actually collectively be better people?
And I just have to ask this question. Are you a black person?
No, I'm not. I'm not black. I'm white.
Okay, well, I didn't want to assume. I don't assume about my own voice as I ask. Because like, I know
no,
some black
no,
people
no,
that.
No, I'm a legitimate bigot. I don't hide that fact or anything. I really, if I see a black person on the street, I generally give them a wide berth. I don't trust them that much.
So you say you watch my videos. And if you're a legitimate bigot, why would you waste your time watching a black person talk about anything? Why would you be concerned about them changing also if you don't really like them?
Because they're a part of American society. I mean, regardless of whether I like them or not, they're going to be around. Whether I want them to be or not, I would like them to just be better people. I mean, because they're going to be.
And what do you define as better people?
Okay. Not quite so I guess, niggery?
What does that mean?
Is that okay? Can I say that?
No, not really. Because you can express yourself without those words. So explain to me really think.
Not so stupid, not so debased. You know, I think that there's a problem within the black culture that kind of emphasizes this kind of thug culture that glorifies robbery, you know, and drug dealing and things like that. And, you know, you just don't see that.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right. Hold on. Let's talk about that.
Okay. No. I would love, that's why I called in. You know, I would love to hear your side of it.
Let's talk about that. Who promotes it? Okay, you talking about the music, and that's where the glorification comes from.
Yes, like Lil Wayne,
Okay,
yes,
right.
Fine.
Let me finish. Way back in the day, when rap first got started, you had more people who would do what we would call more conscious-minded rappers. In other words, talk about issues in the community, talk about
very social-oriented.
Okay, that's how
things.
It started. Okay. And then
I was there. I remember.
Yes, sir, can I finish without you interrupting me?
I'm sorry. I'll let you speak.
Okay. And, you know, when gangster rap finally came out and it took off, these people and these CEOs and these record labels realized this is something we can make money on. And the more we promote this stuff with people who really don't have much or nothing, we throw millions of dollars in their face. When they grew up trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, a lot of these guys took it hook, line, and sinker. They got fame. They got fortune. Now they are promoting a bunch of music that is degrading to our community. And at first, it was just a black art form, and that's where it stayed at. But now it's something that everybody listens to. When you're talking about the thug culture and all this other stuff, you know who is the master of thug culture? I want you to research who is the CEO of every last one of these record labels. And you will not find a black face as CEO of a record label. And most of these people who are owned in the music industry are either white or Jewish.
No, I'm pretty sure they're probably all Jewish.
Let me explain something to you. Let me finish. When T.I., the rapper T.I., was trying to put more of a positive image out there, his record label, Atlantic Records, told him they really did not like that image out of him. They'd rather him be talking about drug dealing and gang type of stuff. And he said this in an article. And I did a video on that. So even if a rapper want to change his life.
I must have missed that video.
Go look. It's on my channel. Just type in T.I. You'll find it. And he talked about that in an article. So if a rapper wants to promote his family and be his children and actually show that, you know, they don't want that. They only want them to be speaking about killing and drug dealing and stuff like that. But when it comes to the white artists, they don't push these on the white artists. They only push that on the black artists. Or their music got to be extremely sexual in nature, and black people are silly enough to even sign up with a record label, because I would tell black people, create your own label, stop going to them, and keep the black dollar in the black community. Next question.
Hey. No, that makes a lot of sense. I just wish that, you know, black people would wake up to the destructive nature of, you know, black pop culture, I guess. You know, how...
Well, you can't say it's not black pop culture. It's everybody's culture now, because they got more white folks that buy rap music and listen to it more than black people. I promise you that.
So
black people don't be buying music.
People download music for free offline. They rip the file. I mean, it's not right. But if you actually look at the numbers, the majority of people attending concerts and buying the CDs are white people, not black.
I'm just saying, from my end of the view, I don't see that. I don't see white people going to black people's concerts.
Well, yeah,
I don't see a lot of white people going to rap concerts.
Ain't traveled and you ain't been a lot of big cities. White people are everywhere.
Well, no, I don't. I spend my time outside of the big cities. And
that explains it. And you won't see that where you're at. I understand it 100%. When you go to the bigger cities, everybody is, you know, culture shock for you would be like, go to Los Angeles. That'd be culture shock for you.
I have no plans on going to L.A. That place is completely backwards for me.
Okay, so it's kind of, so see, you have a view, but yet you don't even get out of your town, but yet you got a world view about something. See, that kind of stuff sometimes is dangerous because you're making a whole view about people and all this other stuff based off of your limited experiences in this world. I mean, so you view everything of black people off of what you see off of TV or the internet, whatever.
It's my view within my confines. See, I don't base it off of the people off of L.A. I base it within the people around me. I mean, it's not that dangerous. It's just what I've seen.
Okay, but if you
from
if,
my
okay,
own
if all the black people around you, hold on. If all the black people where you live at, it's a welfare Section 8 people, so you can say, oh, that's black people. But yet, I know black people personally who are doctors, who are lawyers, who are architects, carpenters, business people, chemists, things, people that I know who are black. Now, to have this
see,
black
I would
people,
love to see that. I don't see that, though. I just see black people who are poor and who beat me up if I walk down the street because I'm white.
Why don't you go to Atlanta? Well, why don't you go to Atlanta, Georgia? Atlanta, Georgia is like the almost
now,
like
why
a black
would I go? Dude, Atlanta. Atlanta's right down the street from me. Why would I go down to Atlanta? I might get murdered.
Well, I'm black. I might
just
get murdered
for being white.
I meet 1 o'clock in the morning because I'm a black man. So it's the same thing. We all take a risk.
Dude, no. No, I'm not taking that risk.
No, no.
Sorry.
No, you mean to tell me I'm lying about the police? Being a black man in the wrong side of town? I better not be in some towns in East Texas after dark. They won't find me no more. So,
dude,
what the fuck
is the police going to do for me if I'm shot in the head?
At least you won't have to worry about the police shooting you in the head.
No, I won't. I'll just have to worry about the black people shooting me in the head.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. Look, Gabrielle, let me tell you something. He always talking about black people. Let me tell you something. You know who's taking your jobs away is white people. You know who's taking your rights away is white people. You know why? Because they make the laws. Black people don't make a single law to do anything.
It's not white people, and it's not black
people. Okay, so black
people.
So black people run... Black people run the government. Black people run the businesses. Black people control the home loans and control the jobs. Black people don't control a thing in this country. They don't. So your beef shouldn't be with black people.
No, they don't. They just run amok.
Okay.
Black people don't do anything in this country, honestly. I can agree with you on that.
They don't do anything. Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever drive down the street and stopped at that traffic light?
Well, every red one.
Okay, that red one that you see, a black man invented that. It goes to show like your level of ignorance because black people have contributed so many things to this country that you experienced in a day. A black woman invented the home security system. I guess you didn't really know that either.
Things
that you use every single day.
So
don't sit up here and try to show my intelligence like black people didn't contribute nothing to this country. The black man invented the gas mask.
I never said that black people never contributed nothing to this country. That's
what Miss Gabriella, hold on. Miss Gabriella, what did he just say?
He said we need to rise up out of our...
I said that black people need to realize that black culture is destructive.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
The media does have a negative effect on our children, but not all black people, the majority of blacks that I know aren't stupid enough to try to build their life up.
Of course not all black people. That's why I watch the advice show. Because I mean, it's a black guy with common sense.
Please, sir, please explain this to me. How is it that you really don't like black people, but you watch me? Because I'm black. I'm part of that group.
Because I'm bigoted. I generally do not like black people.
Okay, so but you watching a black man. Why don't you watch Bill O'Reilly? Sean Hannity.
Do you understand? Do you understand what bigoted means?
You explain.
Do
your
you understand
version of
bigoted, what
bigoted
means? Can I explain
you
myself?
You explain your version. I already have my version.
Okay,
you explain
okay.
your version.
Okay. I have a general distrust for black people. Black people, when I see them, I generally look down on them because they are black. Black people
okay,
have to prove
from?
Themselves
okay. man, ain't no,
as good people.
Hold on, man. I'm about to tell you, hold on. Black people ain't got to prove a doggone thing to you. You ain't proving nothing to black people. So why in the world we got to prove
no,
something?
No,
you
I'm not. I'm not. But then again, I'm not a bigoted black person. I'm a bigoted white person.
But you're saying
that's
black people got to prove something to you. We ain't on no plantation trying to get in your house, trying to be the house Negro. We ain't doing that no more. Hey, if you don't like us, let's go about your business. I told you what to watch. I'm just saying. I would not watch
somebody.
Damn
right. You're not trying to get into my house.
Oh, yeah, like, you heard what he said with Gabriella. We got to prove to him, you know, like, that we are a certain way.
You don't have to prove shit
folks.
To me. That's the thing.
But you
don't have to
say,
prove shit
on,
to me.
Hey, if you're black. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Ain't no cussing here. You can spread yourself
I'm
out
sorry.
All that.
I'm sorry.
You know.
I'll be good.
But anyway, but didn't he say we got to, black people got to prove something to him? Didn't he say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm making sure I heard right. Okay.
Make sure you heard right.
All right. Well, good luck with everything, and you just keep hating black people and
watching. You hate black people, but you call into a black show and watching black.
And I'll keep supporting black opinions on it, and keep asking relevant questions that will never be answered.
You love black
y'all
people.
Y'all have fun with y'all's show.
All right. He loves black people, don't he? He loves us, Gabriella. How is that? You say you don't like black people, and we acting niggerish. What is that? You call a niggerish show?
Okay, that'd be like me call it like if the KKK had a blog talk show. That's like me calling in and say
yeah.
I don't agree with them, but I'm gonna call you guys
yeah.
to talk to you.
I don't like the Klan, but I'm gonna call a Klan show. Like. Wow. I'm going to watch all the Klan's videos, too. And I'm going to be pissed off at the Klan because I don't like, you know, Klan. Like, wow. Somebody please make sense of this for me, please. Area code 832, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Phil. This is Chad from Houston.
Okay, how you doing, Chad from Houston?
I just want to say I love your show. I continue to watch your show. And that guy I just listened on the call, oh, man, he's such a trip.
Oh, he was awesome. Man.
That was funny. I liked
it. I can see why you put up with all these stereotype people, but he seems like he's awesome, but he got me a kicked out of it. That's all I got to say. But first
I mean,
off,
he's taking a world view about people, and he never been out of his small town.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's the problem with a lot of people in this country. They live in a small town with a bunch of poor black people, and they assume that every single black person acts like the people in their area. But then when you ask them, hey, have you actually left? Because he said Atlanta is close to where he lives. If he wanted to go to Atlanta and actually see successful black people, he could do that.
Yeah.
It's just
that
some people choose to be narrow-minded.
Yeah, and apparently, I mean, he has no, it seems like he likes black people, but he hates them. Like, he has a like and dislike kind of thing. I just didn't understand that, and that just, like, threw me off and just got me a kick out of it, but still. But
hey, I get a kick out of it every day.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Phil, my little niece, she's 1 year old. She loves your show. She was waving at you one day when we were watching the show. She was waving at your show. She was excited. Like, you made a show with a little kid, the show on the Phil Fire show that you said, how you doing? She liked that show, too. She watches your show.
Okay. Well, Sue, hey, man, Phil love the kids. So, Sue, it's all good. I love all kids, especially when I ain't got to support them. So.
Yeah. All right. And congratulations on your fourth kid. you know, being the fourth daughter.
Oh, thank you. She's doing good. She'll be a month old this week. So she's doing
good. All right. Well, that's great. Well, one of my topics, I love your show. I agree with every video that you've seen. The only problem I have is, it's not a problem to like it this way. You can agree with this and agree with me if you want to. But there was a New Jersey cop, and you posted a video about him and how he said that he does not agree with, the Constitution. And he said that if President Obama doesn't agree with it, he don't have to agree with the law because of what all the cops going on with all these, KKK, as you would say, all the Ku Klux cops going on in New York and everything. The only thing I don't like is it occurs to me that this is just a light bulb. You can think whatever you want. But I think the New York cops, the reason why they're acting this way is because, and I'm not here to point fingers, but this is just a theory, that I think it's because with President Obama being president and New York cops, doing all this stuff. I mean, they just throw all this stuff at them. I mean, I just think what they did to Eric Garner was wrong, and they think it's okay just to put him in a chokehold. And first of all, like you said in the video, it is illegal to do it in a chokehold. And I looked it up, and I do read your articles about that when you said about that.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the only thing I don't disagree on is how could a cop stand there and choke Eric Garner when cops just do it, they continue to do it anyway, one subway, one in, I don't know if it was Long Island or Rhode Island, I forget what it was in your video, but the point is, I think what is going on with all these cops today is they just think that just because they're the law officer, they think they can attack a black man, a white man, a Mexican man for no reason because they think they're the law. They're not. They enforce it because they think they're above the law. And I just don't think it's just not right.
Let me ask that. Move on to the next call. My opinion about that: the reason why these cops get away with it because they see they want to prosecute it. If they was being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, my opinion: if you're a law enforcement officer, you should be penalized times two because you are law enforcement and you know the law. You know better. And until these district attorneys start prosecuting cops, that's when that stuff is going to stop. Now, of course, putting body cameras on cops eliminate a lot of that stuff, but, they have to start sending them to jail and putting them in general population for this stuff to stop. Because, like I said, I want to see what's going to happen with Eric Garner because the medical examiner said it's a homicide and it was a result of that chokehold. So they have to prosecute that officer, but the thing is, they prosecute him. I want to see he's going to be found guilty because being charged is one thing, but being found guilty is another. Because I don't know if you've been watching the news, what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. You've been watching that?
I've been watching every news every day, including yours. So, yes, I watch news. I watched a little bit about it, but I didn't see the whole thing. So,
the cops shot down another unarmed black teen and left his body in the street for 4 hours, and the crowd came out. The crowd, went to the police station. The cops out there with dogs and in one video I saw M16s and all this other stuff, and they are upset and sick and tired of, the killing that's happening to a lot of young black men. Check it out. I'll talk about it in the video probably tomorrow, but it's sickening, and people are sick and tired of it. They're sick and tired of police gunning people down. I mean, not just black people, because they got videos of white people being gunned down, too, and they didn't do nothing. And a lot of people get mad at me about those videos I post about police. I had people as cops write me and say, not all of us are bad. I was like, I'm not saying if you're a good guy, I'm on your side if you're the good guy. But if you are a corrupt police, I'll expose you point blank if I get a chance.
I hate when people disagree with you because I agree with you with all the cops being wrong.
Well, people gonna disagree. I mean, that's life. No, I don't expect nobody to agree with me 100%. I'm not right with everything I say.
And I get that, and I understand that, because everyone has their opinion, not just you, like everyone else out there has an opinion. But it's just wrong in my way. That's just my opinion. I'm going to stick to it, but I agree with everything.
Okay.
But I'll let you go on with your next caller. I just thought I'd want to shout out to you and show my opinion to you tonight. So you and Miss Gabrielle, have a great night, and I'll continue to watch your videos, okay?
All right.
Thanks, and have a great night.
All right, thanks.
You too, guys.
All right, Miss Gabriella, we're going to move on to the next call. You ready? You got something to add?
I want to see what the next person has to say. I hope it's another race.
Area code 813, you on the show.
Oh, hello?
Yeah,
oh.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Advisor and Miss Gabriel?
How you doing?
Everything's good. Hey, I'd just like to add, it's a little bit different from what the whole conversation you kind of was trying to, you know, have being spoken about. I just want to add about the jobs, like as black, because I'm black, you know, I'm young, I'm in my 20s, I'm black. So about, like, these jobs nowadays, like, I watched a video a long time ago, you posted how the lady had to put down she was, you know, white, and that's the only way to get calls. Like, when I was looking for jobs before I had this job, I used to do that, too, and they used to only get calls when I did, if I put Hispanic or if I put white, because I'm kind of light-skinned, so it was kind of believable for Hispanic. So I understand that. So what I'm saying now is we as black people really need to start business owning, because if not, we're not going to have
in
America
soon. I agree 100%.
They're pushing us out for real.
They push us out of everything, and black people not realizing that. They push us out of Hollywood, completely push us out of Hollywood. Just pay attention. They push us out of Hollywood. They push us off of network television. They push us out of jobs every day. Let me tell you something. I've seen it. An uneducated white woman can get a HR position job over a master's degree business black woman.
Yep.
I've seen it. I mean, in fact, let me tell you something else I've seen. It's sickening me to the core. I tried to get jobs for other brothers that's well-qualified, have resumes and everything. I mean, they stuff is on point. They could not even get the job. They want a railroad or whatever, not give the person a job. But if one of them white guys on the job recommend one of these friends who have no experience living at home with his mama, they'll give them the job.
Yeah. And then if you want to get
the
job.
Black men I know have no criminal record.
Yep. And then once you get in there and you get that job, the amount of pressure and stress you have to deal with, too. Like, it's just like you don't even want to work there anymore. It's not even worth it. Like,
man, I'm
going to
tell
you
something else. How I am, brother, when it comes to that, I don't put up with none of them. I don't let them talk to me any kind of way. I put them in their place. You know, and that's one thing they ain't going to do. You either going to respect me or whatever. I tell people in a minute, I came here looking for one. I leave here looking for one. But, you know, my situation, you know, like I said, I do have my own, you know, stuff, and so it's like I'm doing two different things. So, you know, that's a good thing. And I suggest every black person, male or female, the only true freedom we're going to have as black people is business ownership.
It's business
ownership. That's the only true freedom we're going
to
have.
I'm
tired of black people begging. I'm tired of black people begging for a job. I'm tired of black people begging to get movies in Hollywood, begging to get on television, begging for record deals, begging. There's no reason for that. We live in a time period that we never had before as black people. We can make our own stuff. It's easy now.
This is what I'm saying. We go to
program.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. We go to everyone. Like, you go to the Chinese people for the hair, the white people to pay car insurance. Like, it's like we don't have nothing almost black on now. Like, you know, this is a big problem going on now. We need to start really fixing.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What business you going to start?
Oh, man, my mom, she's a mortgage broker. She's a real estate. She buys, you know, fix houses up. So I'm trying to help her do that. But my job right now is not, it's like I'm giving her money for, you know, certain things, but the money I'm making is not even close to the, like, I'm trying to get my CDL originally so I could just start making some decent money after I get, you know, 20, you know,
$2,000. I know a lot of brothers who do that, man. And I know brothers that got out of jail. Got their CDL, bro. Ain't making six-figure income. I'm telling you, I know dudes with drug cases. They can't get a job. They got their CDL and they're driving trucks. So, you know, I've met a couple of black men that turn their whole life around.
And you don't have no boss on you? Because I'm the kind of person, like, see, I don't like dealing with people. Like, I work with them. I know how to deal with people, and I deal with everybody. I don't have no race issue with no one. But I just don't, I don't like being around people like that. I like to be myself doing my work. Because I'm at the job, like, we be having lazy people don't be wanting, and then, you know how it is when we're black. Like, I work at a job where it's only, like, almost four black people there. There's a whole bunch of white people I always have to encounter with, and you know the stereotype we normally get. So that's why another reason I just want to work by myself, drive the truck, get the check, I'm good, you know? So no encounter with nobody, you know? So I just don't like that. But, yeah, the real estate thing is the only way, really, we really going to own business, buying salon, fixing, you know, sell hair, buying a house, you know, maybe buying a restaurant or something, you know? Like, just
and we and there's nobody and there's nothing stop there's nothing stopping us from doing that. We just like that, like that old state says, ain't nothing to it but to do it. And that's
yeah,
kind of how we have to do it. You know, we don't do nothing, then it's on us if we don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like when it comes to me, I said I'm not going to be begging for the rest of my life and having to deal with these folks. I start, you know, start my own business and do my thing from there. And that's just how I think about it. It's no future work for somebody else. You'll never be a millionaire working for somebody else.
No, you'll never be one.
And I ain't about to start cooning to make no money. It ain't happening.
For real. This is how I feel, too, about, like, how, like the dude was saying about some of the rappers. He talking about the image. I kind of feel him a little bit because, like, you see everybody in the video with Fairy Gama belts, Gucci, you know, Burberry. That's okay and stuff, but that belt costs your whole check pretty much at the dead-end jobs we work. So it's like kind of at the same time, I understand what he kind of doing. Like, we black people don't be worrying about the stuff we really need to worry about. We care about appearance and image and Twitter followers and Instagrams. Like, that's the thing. I don't really matter.
Yeah,
I don't really care about that.
Well, our biggest problem right now is we want, you know, just 15 minutes of fame that don't really mean anything right about now. But when it comes to him, like I said, I understand, like, yeah, you say, oh, he got a point, but it's a root to that. And the root to that was those white and Jewish record label owners that want to promote that image. And black people, because they're so poor, they never had anything, they'll fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, black people just come out of that out of nowhere. So that's why I don't like people say certain things when I talk about the root of the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why. Yeah, that's exactly the reason why, you know, I just, you know, do what I'm supposed to do. I don't have no record, no tattoos. See, this is where I'm kind of from an island. I don't really, you know, I'm Jamaican. So I don't really, and my dad's Haitian. I don't really try to follow the American stuff. Like, I don't smoke weed, no stupid Molly, none of that Xanax, none of them crazy drugs, no tattoos. I almost got arrested, been shot at, but, you know, street stuff when I was younger, but I'm older and I'm out of stupidness now. So I'm just at the point where I'm trying to be a man. Like, and I have dreads, so it makes me a little bit more harder to even get jobs now with this on my head. So, and I'm just not cutting my hair. I'm never doing that. Like, that's like a part of me now.
Well, brother, like I said, you got to start your own business. And sometimes, I'm telling you from personal experience, sometimes you got to, you know, work two or three jobs to get the money together just so you can invest into yourself. And it's been plenty of times, man, I've only slept 2 or 3 hours in a day just to try to work hard and do what I got to do. But, you know, it ends up paying off. And it feels good to have your own stuff and nobody can fire you.
Yeah.
Like I say, brother, I'm so right now, I can say this much. If everything keeps going the way it's going, next year I'm retiring working out of regular jobs and just working for myself.
Yeah, that's the way. YouTube is. I have a channel
It's not just that.
Yeah, life stuff.
I mean,
here too.
I have actual, you know, like that. Everything is put underneath my media company that I do. It's just one leg of it. So
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's and I got bigger things that's gonna go on after that. I link up with anybody want to do some business. You know, like I said, I talked to a businessman today out of, you know, Dallas. He's looking into some things with me. So, you know, we'll see how that goes or whatever. You know, I mean, we got to hustle and do what it do. But at the end of the day, man, I want my own television network. That's my goal at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, whenever you do them stuff, just be risky and careful because, you know, as a black man, you try to do anything, man, look what they do in the, what's his name? They did Dave Chappelle. They did, Cat Williams. I mean, like, we don't mean, like, in a risky way, but, you know what I'm saying? When you try to speak the truth and be a motivator and, you know, kind of like in an MLK, Malcolm X way.
Let me tell you something about me. I see game coming a mile away, you know, and that's one thing I'm not going to do. I ain't going to beg nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? And some of these guys you're talking about, they done some questionable things, you know, and even sold out to a point. Just to get some of that money too, and I ain't about to sell out for none of them. You don't have to.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? But brother, I appreciate the calling. I need to get the other calls, and you know, you have a good day.
All right, Mr. Roger.
All right, Ms. Gabrielle, you got anything to say if we go to the next call?
Mm-hmm. Wait for the next one.
All right. Area code 443, you on the show?
Is it Lisa?
Yeah, you on the show?
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was wondering about your show. I don't know if perhaps you think that black people, I am black, but I don't know if they have any chance to change. But your show probably does affect them, but I don't know how much change you can really impact.
Gabrielle, did you understand fully what he said?
From what I understood was that you're saying that us having a show was not going to make an impact on black people, or you either that or you don't think that black people will change.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, which one?
The first or the latter?
Hello?
Yeah, which one is it? The first one or the last one thing you said?
Yeah, that was the first one that I don't know if the show can, like, impact black people enough.
So Ms. Gabrielle, he don't think the show won't impact people enough?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Well, be responsible with what somebody else do, but I can tell you from my first experience, there have been people that have done YouTube videos that really inspired me to do things. People have said things on the radio in my lifetime, inspired me to do things. People have done things on television, inspired me to do things, and that's just me. So I know every day that we are doing something good for people. I get the emails and, messages from people how, what we have done here on this show and what we do on YouTube and stuff like that, how it has helped people. Sometimes bring healing to past issues or help them make life decisions. Or just, need to hear some things that are just common sense that nobody is going to sugarcoat to tell them. So I know we're doing some good things here. If we wasn't, I trust me, I wouldn't waste my time.
Yeah, that's true. But, I think ultimately it's up to themselves to actually change because
it is up to the individual to make their own change. Everybody's responsible for themselves at the end of the day. I'm not responsible for, at the end of the day, I'm responsible for me. As long as Philip's doing what he's supposed to do, then I'm on the right track. Now, I would love to help everybody I can, but not everybody going to be saved. Even the Lord said that.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's like due to their upbringing. I'm not saying that I can say anything about that because I live like too good of a life to judge others, but, I think it's more due to their upbringing that made them who they are. So... Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I say, I definitely appreciate you for calling and
I do support your show though.
All right, Ms. Gary, we'll go to the next one. Move on. Air code 252, you on the show.
Hello.
Yes. How you doing? 252?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good.
I was calling, I like your show and everything. I was calling it's not a problem, it's just a disagreement, like, with the sagging pants of the, not just African-American, all people who sag pants.
Oh, wait, it's you.
You said,
I'm waiting for you. Come on.
I don't think it's gay. Because myself, I buy bigger clothes so they'll last longer.
You buy bigger clothes so they can last longer?
You don't grow into
them? And if they sag, then I don't see how that's gay.
Okay. You don't see how that's gay. So you comfortable showing your butt to other people, being a man?
No, I'm not saying that either. But I'm just saying,
this is a question. If you're not comfortable doing that, then why do you do it?
I buy bigger clothes so they'll last longer.
okay, but you can also put on the belt and those clothes too. So, but you just said you're not comfortable showing your butt. You say you're not comfortable showing your butt to other people, and yet you do it anyway. And it's kind of like twisting my head up that you would say that, because I wouldn't do something I'm not comfortable doing.
I understand that also. But I think people say that, like, it's gay so that people just stop doing it. I don't think they say that.
No, I
like,
say, no, I would say,
meaning
no,
it.
We're not going to say people. We're not going to say people. We're going to say me, because you said I was sag bashing. Please explain me that term, sag bashing, so I can, before I say something.
I really don't understand your term by you saying sag bashing.
Weren't you the person that said I was sag bashing?
No.
It wasn't you? Okay. Because one guy said he's going to call the show because I was sag bashing and he had an issue with it. Now, what I'm going to say, in my opinion, no straight male should be walking around with his butt out, hanging around other men and all this other stuff, and don't feel some sort of way about that. If as a straight man, if you want to see something, you want to see a woman's butt out. You don't want to see another man's butt out.
That's true,
that.
Too.
Okay, if it's true, then, like, look like this. You say you're not gay, but what if a gay man come up to you and holler at you and say something about, you know, your butt? You ain't got no reason to get mad.
Why not?
Because
that's an invitation.
That's an invitation. Like in jail, they don't walk around like that even in jail because they know that's invitation.
I mean, I really don't believe that's true.
You don't believe that's true? Talk to somebody, a guy that's been in jail and ask him about that. Just ask him. He'll tell you. My thing is this, I tell my daughters this, okay? You don't not want no man that's walking around here with his pants off his behind showing his butt to people. I said, I question that guy's sexuality immediately, because if he's comfortable walking around with a bunch of guys looking at his butt, something's wrong with that.
But see, if you're not gay or with that sexuality, you wouldn't think about people looking at your butt. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you're not with that, you're not worried about, oh, well, he's going to be looking this sort of way at me.
It's no different. It's no different than a woman walk around her boobs out. People are going to see it. Period. If you
I'm going to make that example. That's like a woman walking around with her boobs out and walking around with short shorts on, everything showing. And then she gets mad when people say something, but it's like you're inviting people to say something negative to you. You can't get mad. You can't pick and choose who's going to look and stare if it's out on display. You know? And I mean, it looks indecent. I mean, you don't have to wear skin-tight clothes, but there is no logical reason why you would have your pants hanging below your butt. Why?
Yes, I understand that.
It's not sanitary.
And it shows that you're unkempt as well. It shows that you're not serious. I mean, anybody who want to take you serious, how would they if you're not serious enough to pick up your pants and put on the belt? I wouldn't do no business with you seeing that. Like, oh, Lord, he not even care about his appearance like that. I mean, like, come on. I'm not saying you got to be some G'd up guy. No. But, I mean, that's just like, to me, it's just my opinion. In the time I was raised in, that's just common sense. I wish I would have walked in a house like that. I've been beat from one end to another. I know my son better not walk in my house like that. And I already explained to him where that comes from. He get it. He already even told me that that's stupid, and that I don't see why a guy would do that. So I'm good with my son on that. Because he would never come in my house like that, have your pants off your behind. Then how can a woman even take you seriously? That's my thing.
I don't know, but they fall for those guys.
Not no woman that got sins. They talking about hood rats. Hood rats love that. They love sagging pants, tattoos, and everything else. I mean, yeah, you want a hood rat, go ahead. And they got a few hood rats that got education, too, that like that. So let me make sure I put that out there. Because not all hood rats
yeah,
are Section 8.
I'm trying to say it's just not everybody who's at the bottom that fall for that stuff. It's people that are well-kept that go after that kind of stuff, too, because they like that image.
And that image is nothing positive or productive as a black man. The image is show an image of thugging, an image of brokenness, an image of a criminal. So why would I want anything that looks resembled to that image? And when I already got a strike against me because I'm black and a male.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see, like, that's not fair for somebody
well, you know
to
what?
Come
life
at you.
Life isn't fair. Life isn't fair. And the quicker you accept that, the better off you're going to be. You got to understand that you got a lot of life you got to deal with and you got to fight. It's not fair that we treat it different as black people. It's not fair that if you as a black man sag your pants, you get ridiculed more than a white guy doing it. Sorry, it is what it is. It's where we live. And I'm not trying to fix what a white guy is doing about his pants. I just know what the brothers are doing. I want them to be better so they can raise our generation to be better, the ones coming behind us. I want them to be better. It's no shade with me. It just wants you to be better.
I don't see how it can when people go after that image.
Who are people? The females?
It just won't change.
What people are you talking about? Those females?
Yes, females.
Man, if you're basing your what you do off of those females, you are sadly mistaken. And that's the wrong kind of female anyway.
I don't intend to sag. I'm saying my clothes do because I buy them larger. But
okay,
I'm just saying,
you
can, how can you expect that?
How can you expect?
That's true, too. But I'm saying, how can you expect an image to stop when people go after it? Not just females, but the guys keep doing it also.
But the guys do it to get hood rat females. It's like females put weave in their head to get guys. And black men like long hair. That's why they do that. They do it for black men's attention. It's like the black men who dress in a thug image. They do it for the attention of those females. A guy who's not sagging his pants, don't have full of tattoos, and dress kind of normal, he's not going to get some of them black women. He's just not. But a dude that's dressed like what you're talking about, what we're talking about right now, looks like a thug, he got the pick of the litter.
Yes.
But not with low-class women, though.
I didn't say with one. I just said, I'm just alluding to what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or that's false?
That's true.
I said with low-class women. That was my stance, but
I believe it's true.
Oh, I know it's true. I've seen it too much, you know? But, man, like I said, that's all I got for you, guys. I got to get to these other calls, so we can't, you know, I don't want to go over too much tonight. But appreciate you calling.
All right, thanks, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, man. All right. We got, what, four more here? Eric Cole, 786, you on the show.
What's up?
What's going on? What's your name?
Rick.
Rick, okay. It's your first time on the show, Rick?
Yeah, I just discovered your show over the summer, actually.
Okay, all right. So talk to me. What's on your mind?
I mean, it's good to know that there's people out there like me that are fully awake and stuff.
Okay. And how are you awake?
Like, I actually know what's going on with the world, and I know how the government actually works and stuff. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, what are your thoughts on Obama lying to the people yet again and sending troops back to Iraq and stuff?
What do I think about it? I think it's horrible, and I think nobody should send their kids over there. If I had to be president of the United States, we'll be in no wars. They want to kill each other, let them do it. As long as they don't do it here. That's how I feel about it, personally. I ain't worried about nobody else's problems when we don't have our problems fixed here in America. That's just my opinion. But, you know,
yeah,
America loves to play world police, and they love to front a lot, like they're so great about everything they're doing. I mean, it just kind of made Obama look bad in a way. You pull the troops out, and that's what you wanted, but now you do an airstrike. I mean, come on, man. Like, let them people solve their own problems. And them Middle Eastern people will be fighting until Jesus comes back. Trust me on that. So,
yeah,
you know, you should be getting involved with that. Two people have died for nothing, literally. And I say for nothing. Well, we've been over there for over 10 years or so. Over 10 years in the people country, enough is enough. They can't solve their problems by now. They need to either kill each other off or whatever they're going to do. I know it may sound harsh, but it is what it is. I really have no sympathy about it.
I feel the same way.
So, I don't know.
It's just stupid because he's helping out people in foreign countries and he can't even help out his own people. What the hell is that? Stupid.
Well, I mean, it's not just him. It was the predecessor before him, Bush. It was his predecessor, Clinton, and his predecessor. They all like to do that stuff. And Congress is just as much as guilty as they are too, because they all sign off on it. Because like I say, Obama can't do what he want to do. He got to go to Congress and get approval. And there's a lot of warmongers in Congress too. That John McCain, he wants to go to war for everything.
Yep.
You know, so... We got to understand it's a collective effort. That's why our government works. We don't have a dictatorship, or at least not on paper.
Well,
so,
not yet.
Yeah, but what I'm going to say. But anyway, man, I'm move on to another call. Appreciate the call.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. Let's see here. Has this person been holding on? Erico 586, you're on the show. Air code 586. All right, you're not answering. Let me move on. Air code 808 and heartbreak. You're on the show.
Hey, you doing? Gary Brodsky from the Gary Brodsky Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know the fucking Holocaust is a myth and so is slavery? That shit never happened.
Okay, if it never happened, then... my ancestors got here on a magical carpet ride, I guess.
Yeah, it's all propaganda, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, they were born here.
All right, and there we go. All right, Erico 248, you on the show.
Hey, this is Ron Reck, and all I wanted to say is that the Holocaust was a Zionist plot to create the State of Israel. Again, Ron Reck, oh. Blog Talk Radio.
All right, have fun with that.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Erico 410, you're on the show. 410?
Yeah.
All right. You were saying something?
Hey, man, the Holocaust is just a mess, man. It's not...
Next call. Erico 661, you're on the show.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi, I am RH1NO on your channel, on your YouTube videos, and I like watching your videos a lot. And I like the controversial topics. And I thought about some things. I don't always agree, but I thought about some things to call about. And one of the things is I noticed a lot of your callers, and I assume they're white because they're using the N-word, and they are... you know, anti-African-American, anti-black, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, they use the all of the dirty tricks in the book that you can think of. Anyway, they make a statement, which is fine because you're allowed to your opinion, right? But they don't back it up with any facts. And the way that you handled that was you said, well, that's not true. Black people have invented many things, and you were talking about the stoplight. Now, I'd like to turn it around a little bit and tell you that there are fallacious arguments on both sides. And I'm guilty of the same thing. The thing that you do that is a fallacious argument is you use anecdotal fallacy, and that is making a claim based on experience and claiming it and, you know, making a general overall a statement based on your experience. I can understand that people do that, and I do it myself. I go by my own experiences, and that teaches me, you know, with the use of intuition, experience, it teaches you to stay safe. But I also worry that my experiences and yours too can really limit us in growing and in meeting people and having experiences that would be enriching. For example, women who say all men are jerks because they dated one and he dumped her. He was a jerk, truly. But then they say all men are jerks. Think of all the great guys she could be missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, I wonder if me and you are the same way. And I will tell on myself here. I will be fair because I'm calling you out. So I'll call myself out. And the best example I can give is I grew up in a very, very white community. And when I went away to college, there was a very, very mixed ethnicity, a very diverse population at school. And I felt mm-hmm. like, you know, I don't know anything about these people. Should I trust them? A world of interesting persons, you know, opened up to me. And my stereotypes and my thinking fully changed. I still, to this day, because of social constructs, because of cultural norms, because of my experiences, somewhat fear black men. I find them intimidating. And then, so it's in my head that I have this playing out, this, you know, fear black men kind of thing, when I see them and I'm in my, you know, so-called white neighborhood. I don't know how to undo that. How do you undo your possible prejudice or racism against white people based on your experiences?
So you said my prejudice or racism. Why? How do you feel on prejudice and racism against white people?
Well, I'm not trying to make you defensive, but
not defensive. I'm asking the question.
Yeah, the general. I've watched many, many, many of your videos. I like them a lot. I find you intelligent, and I like the challenge of, you know, thinking a different way. But I also get the strong feeling that you feel differently about black people and white people, that you would prefer to be around black people. You said in your show on here that you do enjoy many white people and not all of them are prejudiced, et cetera, or jerks. But I still feel like you would be more comfortable any day around a black man than a white man. Automatically, you may get over that thought. You may say, oh, that's ridiculous. Give this guy a chance. But that experiences you've had, people calling you the N-word, people talking down to you, people disrespecting you, is going to make you think in one way, you know, I don't know if I can trust this guy. You're going to be more hesitant to be the white guy's friend than you are the black guy.
Well, are you saying that is as a black man, you don't really trust a white men a lot more than probably others? Is that what you're saying, based on experiences?
I was just trying to give a concrete example, but
yeah,
give
an example.
So
I'm just responding. Well, I'm gonna
okay.
give you that. Most any type of racist experiences that I had in the past usually came from a white male. I didn't really have too much of it from a white female. I mean, it's rare if I did. So as a black person, you see a lot of these, you know, racist things happening to you. As always, white males doing it. You, just like you say, you got a fear
right.
of a black man. Well, I don't have no fear of nobody. I don't care that's who you are. I say what I want to say. But the thing is, I say like a lot of black men don't trust white male police officers because we see what happens
uh-huh.
to us with them. I mean, we base that on what happened. You know, like, you know this
right.
person got killed. You know this person got beat up or whatever. But
yes.
you, what I can't say, oh, well, I'm not going to be friends with a white guy because, you know, he going to do this and he going to do that. To me, people is people when I meet them. You know what I'm saying? There's certain people I may not trust, like police. I really don't have much trust for them. I don't.
I'm saying on some level, there is some racism in all of us. You may or may not disagree with that. And it's based on experience, and it's culturally ingrained so much so that we can't seem to fight those initial thoughts of, look out, you know, there's a black man, you know, cross on the other side of the road. It's at nighttime. You know, you're going to get raped kind of thing. It may sound funny. It may make people
you know,
laugh, but that thought does come into a woman's head.
Okay, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I would like you to go to FBI.gov to table 43, and it talks about the arrest based on race. And do you know more white men are arrested for rape than black men? Yeah, black men has always said they're going to rape a white woman. It's funny to me because, man, most black men don't even fool with white women like that. They really don't. And white women don't fool with us like that. So that's why I don't understand.
Well, this
like,
is one reason
black
why.
Guys are one... Do what?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, this is one reason why I like talking to you. You know your stuff. You can back it up. You know who. You know your history. You know who invented things. You have an answer for everything thrown at you. And your statistics are great because I didn't come up with any statistics, but I didn't make the claim. I didn't make the claim that there are more black rapists than there are white. But I'm trying to ask you a specific question. Maybe I'm not wording it.
But you're bringing something up that I'm debunking a common. Horrible stereotype that's not backed up by facts. It's not backed up by facts.
Okay, but I want to make sure that you know that. I want to make sure that you know I am not making that statement because I have no knowledge
about it. I understand that, but it's a common stereotype that's brought against black men that's easily debunked by the FBI statistics.
I would agree.
Actually, they say black men cause more crime. Well, if you look at the same statistics, it shows white people are arrested a lot more than black people. Well, yeah, we create all the crime. No, see, the propaganda against black people is in the media. That's why you think that way.
Well, statistically, but
when you
that
look
makes
at
sense,
raw statistics
too, because...
of everything, you will see different. So when I make these videos and I say certain things, it's because I'm backing it up with facts and research.
Yes.
Not just talking off of the head and just trying to sound like, you know, I'm coming in just to be a savior to black people. No, I'm coming to you with facts to back that claim up.
Yeah, I like that. But I also think, you know, there's definitely a smaller population of black people there than there are white in here. And proportionally, more black people are in prisons and involved in crime proportionally than white people. And this gives black people a negative name and makes white people call them N-words and say, oh, you know, this is horrible. But my brother went to the into the military.
I'm glad you brought up prison. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, no.
Why is it? Well, because I want to ask you a question. Like, why is it that a black man would get 60% more time than a white person for the same crime? Why is that?
Absolutely because of racism and prejudice. And I've seen it firsthand. It's not in your head. It's not in your head. It's perfectly valid.
Well,
I've experienced it myself. Yeah, I'm not saying that. You know, why is it? Why could I answer that? It's cultural norms. It's somebody acting impetuously and saying, oh, black person equals crime. Black person equals trouble. And I'm trying to – this comes back to the whole point I was trying to make in the first place is how do you erase those initial judgments that pop in your head based on social constructs? When you know, to some extent, that it is absolutely wrong and fallacious.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. There's only one group of people that can eradicate racism in America, and it's not black people. Only white people can eradicate racism in America, not us. We aren't in control of anything to make sure that does not happen. And white people say, you know what? We're sick of it. We're not having this no more. They catch any judges. Sentencing more black people and Hispanic people to more time than white. They get disbarred. They get dealt with criminally. And they catch a politician doing these sort of things and making sure everybody be fair. Only white people can do it because white folks are in control of the finance. White folks are in control of the government, hiring, all this other stuff. So, and unfortunately,
I think it takes two to tango.
Well, let me finish on something. Unfortunately, a lot of white people don't want that to end. Because there is a thing called white privilege, and it's the truth. And what I mean by white privilege means you can walk in the store, and nobody's going to follow you and not going to say a word to you. But if a black woman walk in the store, they're going to follow her. She can have $5,000 in her bank account just got off of work. Nobody knows that, but just because she's black, they're going to follow her. Or they'll give you a job without an education. But if she got an education, she can't get one.
Well, think
I've seen
of it
this
way.
I'm not making it up. Excuse
no,
me?
I know. I know. I know firsthand. I know you're not making it up. My brother is interracial. My stepmother is black. She's an anesthesiologist. I know you said that you knew a lot of black people who are accomplished and smart and relevant and contributing, and I agree with that. What I wanted to go back and say is I should have made a note. There always exists a social hierarchy in any society. They're always going to figure, they're always going to make somebody less than the other. And it's absolutely not true because, you know, at least I hope you know on some level that we're all equal. Now, we, society, creates the inequality. Yes. Like, for example, if we had, let's say the world was, everybody was black, then it would be women that were inferior, right? The social hierarchy would be men on top, women are less than. For some reason, and you have to ask yourself, why do these social hierarchies exist? Well, there's so many reasons, and one of the reasons is gain and competition for resources, and that you definitely get something out of being on top versus being on bottom, and keeping the people on the bottom, staying on the bottom. Is this right or fair? No. You said life isn't fair. And I thought that was one of the smartest things you said on the show because it is not. It is not fair. And we've all experienced
it
in some
fair.
Way. So it's
it
what, you,
right,
it's what you do with it. It's
what
you
do
with
it.
You
got to pick up your sticks and your lot and do what you got to do to make sure you are accomplished and successful. Like, the biggest issue in what Dr. King was fighting for was equal opportunity. And unfortunately, we still do not have equal opportunity in the United States of America. We don't. Give example. I'm going to quote another statistic about finance. Black women are the most educated women in this country. Number one, after them would be Asian women. But yet we do not see black and Asian women in most of the higher jobs. But it goes back to what you're referring to as systematic racism. Just like the income gap between blacks and whites, a white couple on average makes $60,000 a year, while a black couple on average makes a little over $44,000 a year. So that all plays into why black people suffer certain things or whatever, because we're not even close on income level.
Nope, it's absolutely not fair. It exists. It is a disability of sorts. If you look at that as a derogatory thing, it is not meant that way. I only mean that it is, in the eyes of society, a little bit of a disability, or a lot, however you want to put it, because it has things associated with their negative that are looked down upon, just as men make more money than women. Just as I live in a city that is 75% Hispanic, I am of Hispanic descent, but I have blonde hair, and I'm what you'd call whitewashed, so to speak, because I attended college and I speak a certain way, blah, blah, blah. I frequently get Hispanic women and men talking in Spanish about me rudely. I experience it, too, because they think that I can't understand because I look like some blonde. You know, they call me stuff like rich bitch and stupid and make fun of the stuff that I'm wearing, and I never say anything. I can understand a little bit of Spanish, but I never say anything. I know what it feels like to feel disabled because you're a minority or you have a disease.
Well,
or
well, I'm
going to
stop you right there. Ain't nobody no disabled. I'm telling you that right now. I am not disabled. Because, and I'm not going to be saying that term minority either because, you know, there's way more black people in the world. In this country, I can tell you that. So I'm not going to say a minority, but the thing is,
disadvantaged.
Yeah, you can have a disadvantage. Yes, you can definitely. Yeah, you definitely have a disadvantage because of racial profiling, like we discussed earlier. But see, the thing is, like I stated earlier, only white people can stop racism, but white people really don't want to stop it because they benefit from it, and that's not being rude. That's just telling the truth because. If we all human, okay, let's stand up against this stuff. It's rare if I ever see white people call out somebody racist within their own group and say, you know what, this person's racist, and get them out of these jobs. And I'm not talking about in the presidential level. I'm talking about just at your local place, jobs, school, you know, administrators, all this other stuff. You know, every once in a while you will see it, but it's not the norm. That they know it can't be tolerated.
I'm kind of interested in we've all been bringing up the issues a lot, but we have no solutions. And many of your callers already said, you know, I got to be honest with you, it's just not going to change. It's always going to be this way. It's unfair, and that's the way it is. And then you say, you know, it's not up to black people to change it. It's up to the white people. Why isn't it? I mean, really, we should be asking, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Who fixes it? You can't just be pointing your fingers at one race and saying it's your problem.
Well, this is the thing.
We've defined
black
the problem.
Don't
we
control,
know the inequality.
But the thing is, what I tell black people is I want them to fix themselves so we can have economic empowerment and fix our family. That's what I want black people to do. Now, when it comes to mm-hmm. the society, white people are in control of society. They own most everything. They're most the CEO of everything. They control the government. They control the judicial system. Most white people are police officers. They are in control of it. So in order for it to change, they have to change it because they are in control. Now, if black people all of a sudden became that much control, then you know, I would say black people need to change it, or the Hispanics or Asians or whoever, who's the dominant who run in everything. I can't tell black people to change something they're not in control of it. How can I say, okay, black people, you change, but then you go on a job, you can't get one because this person got ill feelings toward this person being black.
I'm thinking of it in terms of the dynamic of a relationship, whether you're talking about two individuals or 5,000 individuals on each side. It takes two to tango, and everyone has a part. If you don't want to be called these names and build a better reputation, then you stay with your family. You don't have you don't take off with your kids. You be a good dad. I don't know. You behave. You go try to get an education. You try to better yourself. You do everything that you can to show and prove that you are a upstanding person, just like anybody else, regardless of skin color.
Who am I proving it to, though?
Now,
I'm curious.
Let's go back to that prove word again.
Well, who got to prove it to?
Who will be proving these things to?
You're sort of, if you're at a disadvantage, don't you think that you sort of have a burden, whether you like it or not, to prove? Have you ever met somebody, for example, that has
prove
prejudice
to, hold
towards
on.
You?
You're not answering the question. You're not answering the question.
Okay.
Prove to whom? Prove to who?
Yourself. Everybody.
Who's everybody?
Society.
Well, I got to prove anything
people.
To any society.
Well, I'm not saying you have to prove.
But you said we have to
prove.
If
you want change.
Because we had a disadvantage.
If you want change.
If I want to change, I don't have to. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told the other guy. All people I got to prove something to, God,
tell
myself,
me off.
And my family. Excuse me?
Okay. I see where you're coming from. I see that, you know, you are.
The thing is. In order to, let me tell you something, you black people that try to prove themselves to this society end up losing themselves, not being themselves anymore, then that same society doesn't have no loyalty to them at all, and they kick them to the curb and laugh at them. You know, one time I was on a radio show with a white nationalist. You know, he told me they don't even respect black people who sell out and try to do stuff to prove stuff to white people. And that's a white nationalist. And I respected what he had to say because it backs up how I feel about black people should not be selling out to nobody.
I get what you're saying, and I think sometimes my word choice is poor. I'm not very articulate. I don't have a radio show going. I'm not a practice speaker. But I do think that you come off as really, really defensive. Sometimes when I am trying to have an interactive conversation, I'm trying to debate something, but you come at it sort of with an anger based on experience, which you have a right to have. You have a right. You have every.
Trust me, I'm not angry. That's just the way I speak, and I hear it a lot when it comes to black men. Oh, black men are angry. No, we are very passionate people.
No. This is not a black thing.
Wait, if I was angry, trust me, you would know.
You come from. Angry, the energy is angry. Sometimes you're not that way. That's how
well,
I know
the energy
difference.
Is passion.
Just,
no, it's my passion for what I'm saying. I'm not angry. Trust me.
Okay.
If I was angry,
okay.
No. Trust me.
I know. Okay. I don't know if you need to take other callers or if I can still mention stuff or am I talking too long?
Ms. Gabriella,
because
got a question
I think,
to ask? Well, I want Ms. Gabriella to ask you a question. Just
okay, you can ask me a question.
The one question I just wanted to ask was how would people that have no power be able to change anything? And the thing is that even if even if all the black people in the United States decided that we were going to prove ourselves, I don't know exactly who we need to prove ourselves to, because I'm actually doing the things that, like, I'm just saying, coming from a black woman, I'm doing the things that we are supposed to do in this country. You're supposed to go to, you're supposed to get a job, get an education, try to be an upstanding citizen. But it doesn't matter how hard I work and how I can speak clearly, and I'm not a hood rat, I don't have any children, I don't fit any of the stereotypes. But just being a black woman walking around in America, I still do have a label on me. And that's something that I can't change myself. No matter what
yes,
I do, no matter what I do, no matter how I act, I don't have power to change that. The people
I think you do. I think you do have power. I definitely disagree there. But go ahead, sorry, interrupted.
The point. Statistics, women are like the bottom of the barrel in terms of desirability worldwide. So we really don't have any say. Unfortunately, we do have a voice, but it's very hard because we live in a society that doesn't like us.
I really disagree because no one is 100% victim. I agree that you are at a disadvantage. You're at a disadvantage from the time you were born due to social constructs that are terribly stupid and ignorant. Now, everybody, even despite of race, religion, creed, has a certain amount of power. You have the power to control yourself. You have the power to interact with the environment in a way that matches your integrity. If this weren't true, and that if my point were true, and groups of people couldn't make any gain or any change, and everything is just fucked for them, period, then Jewish people would all be dead, and they wouldn't. None of them would be at the top or the bottom, for that matter. Then women wouldn't have the right to vote. They only got the right to vote in 1919. You make little steps. Nobody is a perfect victim and powerless. No way.
Can I step in for a minute on that? I'm sorry, ma'am. You can't compare us to no other group of people in this country. Because no other group of people went through 400 years of slavery. No other group of people been in Jim Crow laws. No other group of people
giving
dealt with the
examples.
Ku Klux Klan that, and have we dealt with. No other group of people that's in this nation right now has never dealt with the issues that we have dealt with in this land.
No.
This one. I'm arguing
parallel to you, not in opposition to you. I'm arguing in parallel. But I made a statement, and I wanted to back it up with some examples, and that's all I did.
Go ahead.
I still maintain my initial question, and the one that you asked me that I need to think about is, why should you have to prove anything to anybody? Because I think that's a good question, and I'll think about it. What I wanted to ask you again is, personally, how do you overcome the socially ingrained prejudices and racism that you experience? Because I want to know how can I do it.
You're asking me or Ms. Gabriella?
I didn't hear you.
I said you're asking me or Ms. Gabriella.
You.
Personally, I don't worry about it. I can't live my life worrying about that. I worry about my family, what I got going on, and that's just mostly it. I'm not going to worry my life with all that. I mean, some people are stupid. I look at racist people as mentally retarded. So that's how I look at it. I don't worry about it. I ain't got that kind of time. I'm too short for that.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Basically my
position
on that. If I live my life worrying about other people, then what would be the point?
Exactly. Yeah, I know you have, but we all somehow need some kind of exogenous reinforcement at some time or another, whether you like it or not. Your validation, your true validation, is not 100% from within. It has to do with your environment as well. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Definitely, your environment has to do with it. Hold on, let's see. I'm not sure it's too quiet here. Much of what it said was difficult to hear the callers. Oh, why would somebody have told me this sooner? That sucks.
What happened?
No, somebody's telling me that they're having a hard time hearing what the people are saying on the show. I wish they'd have told me that sooner. I said that really sucks. Anyway,
You can barely hear the callers. Observer on. I didn't know how to contact you though.
Yeah, because I was looking at on a YouTube channel, and that's how I was trying to figure out. I say, what? You can barely hear the callers, because usually, you know, it's pretty loud when we do this. I'll check it out. I'll see if I can manipulate it later. But, well, thank you for calling us and letting me know this late in the game. But appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Right. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Gabriella. Well, shoot, we didn't know that the caller thing was so low tonight. So we guess we have to figure that out for the next time. So just think about everything went on tonight, Ms. Gabriella.
It was interesting.
It was interesting.
One thing and we've had this comment before. A lot of people have said, oh, like sometimes it'll be us talking to other black callers, and they'll say, oh, you guys are so angry. And we're not angry. I wasn't. There's nothing on this show that made me angry. I was not angry. Wasn't upset at all. But I think it's that we speak with a lot of passion in our voice because we do feel. We speak with emotion and we speak from the heart. And I think it's just the way that we express ourselves. People, for some reason, take it as defense, being defensive or being angry. I don't feel. Even when I was saying, I don't feel like I'm a victim. I don't feel like I'm powerless to change. If that was the case, I would just cower. I wouldn't try to do all the things that I'm trying to do.
Exactly.
I'm not scared of any racism. I've had a couple racist encounters, but it's not like I've ever felt like fear for my life. Like, oh, if I go here, someone's going to shoot me or anything. I'm not scared. I know that if I don't, it doesn't matter. In my opinion, it doesn't matter what color you are. If you work hard and it is a little bit harder for us, but it's not impossible. I don't feel like, oh, well, I'm black, so that just means I don't try. Nothing positive will ever happen in my life, and I'll just be like, oh, you know, oh, woe is me. Oh, I'm a poor black woman. Oh, you know, I'm only going to get cast as a video vixen. I don't have any future beyond that. No.
Yeah, I agree with you definitely 100%. With that said, I want to thank everyone for joining the show tonight. We'll figure out what was the problem with the sound here. You know, sometimes you have them sound issues every once in a while. But like I said, I'll check out the replay of this, and hopefully it's salvageable. I'll put the show up one way or another. So definitely thank everybody, and see you next time.